Welcome this eighth Sunday after Pentecost. Wherever you are listening, whatever is happening in your life, however you may be struggling, we invite you into this space, one where you can hear the good news in proclamation, spoken and sung, a time when you can be still and know God is God. In today's gospel, Jesus offers everyday images that reveal to us the reign of God. A tree that becomes a sheltering home, yeast that penetrates and expands, a treasured pearl, a fishing net that gains a great catch. Even as we seek the riches of God's reign, the great surprise is that God's grace finds us first. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Alleluia, 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 alleluia.
Many will come from east and west and will eat in the kingdom of heaven.
Alleluia, 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 alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the 13th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus put before the crowds another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed that someone took and sowed in his field. It is the smallest of all the seeds, but when it has grown, it is the greatest of shrubs and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and make nests in its branches. He told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed in with 3 measures of flour until all of it was leavened. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which someone found and hid. Then in his joy, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls. On finding one pearl of great value, he went and sold all that he had and bought it. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net that was thrown into the sea and caught every fish of every kind. When it was full, they drew it ashore, sat down, and put the good into baskets, but threw out the bad. So it will be at the end of the age. The angels will come out and separate the evil from the righteous, and throw them into the furnace of fire, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Have you understood all this? They answered, yes. And he said to them, therefore, every scribe who has been trained for the kingdom of heaven is like the master of a household who brings out of his treasure what is new and what is old. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
It's tempting to skim through these short stories and draw out a common moral. Something like, from even the smallest of wonders can come the greatest miracles. Martin Luther King Jr. even said something similar. If you cannot do great things, then do small things in a great way. Both of those are magnificent lessons to live by, but I have to believe the gospel has something more to offer us. At the end of the day, this gospel according to smallness can land us in a very works righteous place where we can easily be lured into thinking that the small things we do are scoring points with the Holy One. Jesus pushes us to see more. To see there is profound interconnection in God's world, even when we do not see or appreciate that interconnection. A tiny seed morphs into a tree and is no longer simply an uncommon addition to spice up one's menu, but a home for the birds and shade for weary travelers. Bit of yeast, all but invisible, is what makes bread, Well, bread. Somebody stowed buried treasure in a field. To them, it might have even been trash. But to another who found it, this small thing was worth the world. Tasty fish swim right along with those that are not so commercially valued. And they get caught up in the same nets. Everything is connected. Everything has a purpose. It's not just about doing small great things. It's about seeing them. And our world is so much richer, so much more alive when we see, when we truly see that all things are connected. Today's assigned reading from Paul in Romans, the 8th chapter, the 28th verse, reminds us of this. All things work together for good for those who love God, who are called according to God's purpose. All things work together for good. That's my confirmation verse, a verse assigned to me by a wise and compassionate pastor who, even though he knew my father was dying at the time, wanted to instill in me this profound and life-giving truth of the interconnection of all things. Pastor Horn wanted me to see with the eyes of our loving Creator. It's heartening to me in these days of heightened awareness about our need to be reconciled with those who are not like us, that we're learning that one of the most significant things we can say to one another is, I see you. I see you. We are connected. You are in my sights. Seeing you is the beginning of recognizing you and your gifts and the ways in which your life can enrich mine. You are precious and wonderful and complex. In the lump of dough, Christ calls us to see the speck of leaven. In the mighty spread of the shrubs, leafing out its branches, Christ calls us to see a tiny seed. In the expanse of acres and acres of fields, Christ calls us to see that where we might see weeds, another sees wheat, a treasure to him that is worth all his other possessions combined. It's in seeing those things that we begin to see the wonder, the power, the complexity, and the gift that the gospel of Christ is. From this one life, lived in profound, selfless love, from this one gift given unconditionally all the way to death on the cross, from the endless store of compassion that our God has for us, even the smallest detail of our lives is never taken for granted. We are seen. We are eternally, powerfully loved. We are cherished like a pearl of great price, and so cherished and so precious are we that God gave it all to have us back. But not just one of us, not just some of us. God has bought back to God's eternal self the pearl of all humanity, of all creation, renewing, restoring, reviving us all with that breath of resurrection life. In the miracle of a seed growing into maturity, in the wonder of yeast urging dough to rise, in the wisdom of fisher folk sorting out the good and the bad, in all these things, Jesus points us to the greatest wonder of all, to a love that will not let us go, to a God determined to have us know all things work together for good, for those who love God, who are called according to God's purpose. What a pearl. What a seed. What a treasure. Thanks be to God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Confident of your care and helped by the Holy Spirit, we pray for the church, the world, and all who are in need. Merciful God, your reign is revealed to us in common things: a mustard seed, a woman baking bread, a fishing net. Help your church witness to the surprising yet common ways you encounter us in daily life. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
When your word is heard, it gives light and understanding. Increase our understanding and awe of your creation. Guide the work of scientists and researchers. Treasuring the earth, may we live as grateful and healing caretakers of our home. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Direct leaders of nations to build trust with each other and walk in the way of peace. We pray especially for sensible leadership in the midst of this present pandemic, that leaders make decisions with regard to people's health and in the best interest of the common good. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Your Spirit helps us in our weakness and intercedes for the saints according to your will. Help us when we do not know how to pray. Give comfort to the dying, refuge to the weary, justice to those who are oppressed, and healing to the sick. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
You show steadfast love and direct us to ask of you what we need. Help this congregation, Queen Anne Lutheran Church, ask boldly for what is most needed. Refresh us with new dreams of being your people in this place and time. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
For who or what else did the people of God pray? Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
In you, our lives are never lost. Strengthen us by the inspiring witness of your people in all times and places. Embolden our witness now, and one day gather us with all your saints in light, especially Lois and Francoise. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
In the certain hope that nothing can separate us from your love, we offer these prayers to you through Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. We thank you for joining us for this service. If you would like to hear other services or access the newest edition of The Quill, our newsletter, we invite you to go to our website at queenannelutheran.org. Receive now the blessing.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, bless and preserve you.
Amen.
Go in peace, serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.